tonight, so there was a younger man who made a bris, and the first time when he made a bris, not so many people came. So the second time when he made a bris, he went around, the halach is you invite somebody to a bris, and the halach is you makriv to come, so he ran in a base mesh, inviting everyone to come to the bris. So he went to ask the Chazon Ish, like, what do? We have to go, he really wasn't interested in going. So Chazon Ish says that it says the only time you have to go is if everyone there is people launching shirim, they do everything properly. He said, Mestomo, the people there don't wash the Tiyas Adayim properly. So much time go through Halachas and the Tiyas Adayim like this. If you have it, people will know the Halach, and then what's just happened. The Makar, the reason why we watch the Tiyas Adayim for a Suda, it's the Derabanan, it's the two reasons why. One reason why is the Al-Tzrach. The Tzrach Truma that the Kahanim, when they used to eat Truma, so if the hands were Tame, they will go ahead and be Tame the Truma. So therefore, the Kahanim used to have to wash their hands before they eat the Truma. And because of that, because that was Masakin, that everyone should wash. Second reason, which Rav brings down, it says this kadash means kadashim. It's kedusha. You wash your hands before a suda. That's in kedusha. That's the mechayev to wash your hands before a suda. The first shaila is, we'll go through a lot of different yana. The first shaila is how much do you have to eat in order to make a bracha? Where's in a gaze? In a gaze, sometimes people who are allergic to bread, so they only want to have a little bit. Or my kids don't like challah. Or it depends what type of challah you like. Some kids like bakery challah, some kids like homemade challah. So unless we have both, it's always, you know, don't want to take a mashup, they're not really interested in eating. So the question is, if you just take a little bit, is there a chiyuv netiyas adayim, unless there's a chiyuv bracha or not. So what comes out is that, being that the sibus hadavar is because of tumah, so halacha isn't, for Kabbalah's tumah, it says that food is only mekabel tumah if it's a kibetza. If it's less than a kibetza, then it's not going to be makabel tumah. So because of that, it's a suffix in the Rishonim suffix. And however, whether if you're eating less than a kibetza, do you have to wash or not? And the hachra is that you, if you're eating less than a kibetza, you have to wash it out of the bracha. So you're just having a little bit, so you have to wash. You just have the idea you have to wash, but you do not make a bracha in that type of situation. Now you have to eat a kibetza in order to have the bracha, so you have to have a kibetza. So this is a lot of many people don't know that a lot of the Kohenim Shulchan and others, they say that when you eat the kibetza, you have to have a kibetza toich kedei achilas pras of each kizaitis. We kizaitis toich kedei achilas pras. Now this is you wash for a suda, then you take a bite at the beginning, and then mostly a little more. It's not good enough. You have to have a kizaitis, a kibetza two kizaitim. So you have to have two kizaitims within two kedei achilas pras. Which, how long is that? How long is kedei achilas pras? How long is kedei achilas pras? A lot of different shittos. Let me mention it. Other times, you know, let's say you have mezunos. So how much you have to have exayis in order to make a rechina? Kedei achilas pras. Make alamechim. How long is kedei achilas pras? So there are a lot of different shittos. The range varies between 2 and 9 minutes in the different shittos. Like on Yom Kippur, we're ma'akar for 9 minutes. It should be considered, you should wait in between eating shirim. But when the Iker Din, we always add 4 minutes. That's the Iker Din. Because if you're eating Ragalach, in order to make a bracha kohen, you have to have exayas within 4 minutes. If you're slow on that, you're not going to make a bracha. So then over here, in order to make a bracha on the Tisadayim, you have to have 2 kazaisim within 8 minutes. And that's because you have exayas, you have 4 minutes, another exayas, another 4 minutes. And therefore, you have to have 2 kazaisim within eight minutes in order, otherwise, you're not going to be able to make the bracha on the Tisadayim. So therefore, you have to make sure. No, they have to be together. 2 days and they're supposed to be together. So therefore, the beginning so you should eat right away. You should have a kibetza right away, in order they shouldn't forget. And it should be 2 gezeis and 8 minutes. All right, let's move to halachas hilchas chatzitza. So you come to Yisidayim. So first thing you have to do is you have to check your hands, make sure there is no chatzitza. What's the gather of chatzitza? So the gather of chatzitza is one of two things. If there's something there which most people don't like on their hands, or if there's something there which you personally don't like in the hands, some people are more makban than other people, either one of the two, then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a chatzitza for until. For example, you have dry blood in your hands. So most people, I think, would want it off. even though you don't care, but since most people want it off, that's something which would be a problem. Let's say it's something which very, very small, which most people wouldn't care about. You personally are very particular that your hands should be clean. So then the halacha is, and that's going to be considered amira makbid, and therefore that's going to be a problem. Like a lot of times, people after their work, their hands are very dirty, or I've gotten shadows. People get crazy glue on your hands. Playing with the kids, get crazy glue. It's very hard to get off. So being that most people do not want crazy glue on their hands, so then you have a problem. It's going to be a chatzisa. What about ink? Okay, a lot of times people are like ink marks. So when it comes to ink marks, so the halacha is something's only chatzitza if it has some type of mamashes to it, some type of substance to it. Something which is just a chazusa, just a color, just a stain. It's nothing which you could, you know, you go like that, nothing comes off. Maybe you could wipe off the ink mark. But it's nothing which has any substance to it, something which anybody mamish, that doesn't have a din of a chatzitza. Therefore, come out all our ink marks, they're just going to be anybody mamish. And therefore it's not going to be a problem.
Blood
is actually mamish. It's just dry blood. I've added something. It's not something which is, but something like ink is just a little whatever. That's not going to be anything. In terms of dirt under the fingernails, so it really depends how much. It depends whether it's something which people are not good on. If it's just a little bit, hands a little bit dirty, most people don't care about it, then it's not going to be a chatzitza. But if it's a lot, and something which people would clean off, most really people in the world would clean off, then it's going to be a problem. In general, I imagine it's usually pretty clean, but if they're not, then really people would be makbid to get off the dirt, get off the thing, and about a week so the chatzitza, and then that's going to be a problem.
Nail polish,
something which is linoi, something which somebody wants there for yoifi, when it comes to gidrei netilas yadayim, or not machmer, that it's a problem. I think the chassidus is going to be different. Anything like nail polish, something like that, being that they want it there, then it's going to be. In terms of a ring, so the chachili should take off the ring. Why should take off the ring? There is a hadith from Arlet Zion that if she doesn't take off her ring when she does lisha, so when it comes to the tzitzis time, you can be makel, and sometimes it's hard to get off your rings because as well, especially when she's pregnant. Because if she doesn't take it off, even when she never takes it off, then the Rav Zion says when it comes to this time, you're able to be making. Now, if somebody has a cut and you have a band-aid on your hand, or you have to have a band, just somebody breaks your hand, you have a cast. So the halacha is if you have a cut, which it hurts a lot, and there's no way you're going to take it off during the Suda, so that area you're going to have to wash, technically. So therefore, somebody has like a cast and you're not going to take off during the Suda, or you have a very bad cut, and if you're not going to take it off, that area you're not going to have to wash. The only problem is that let's say you have a band-aid, but there are cloud when you can't wash the band-aid because the band-aid gets wet and then gets all echi and falls off, or you have a cast. Most casts you can't wash. So therefore, when you wash your hands, you're not going to wash your finger or your hand until not just the cast. So that area in between, Mishra says you didn't wash, therefore it's a problem. Now let's say if somebody has a band-aid over here, right? So you can wash your hand. So if you wash your whole hand over the band-aid, fine, that's beautiful. It's not a chatzitza. If you have a cut, which you're not going to take off during the suda, it hurts, you can leave on the band-aid, you're okay. But if you're not going to get the band-aid wet, if you only wash part of it, there's going to be a little bit of area between the band-aid and your hand on your hand, which is going to get washed, then that's going to be a problem, therefore you're not going to be yitza. Any questions on chatzitza before we move on to the case? But if you can wash the whole thing, it's good. If you can wash the whole thing, so then you should just cover that hand. Wash the other hand and cover
it.
What?
Wear a glove at home, yeah?
Wear a glove, cover it, yeah. Saying if that's...
Yeah. If you make sure not to use that hand...
No, the luck is you have to cover it. If you don't wash it, it's not good enough.
What do you have to do to cover it?
Either a bag or a glove. Either one. Well, let's move on to the cup. In terms of the kais, so the kais should be a kais actually or revius. It should be something which is shalem. The question people discuss is, all the person discusses, what's the luck of a plastic cup? You have those disposable plastic cups, so you're on a trip and you just take away the plastic cup. Is that kosher for netilas yadayim or not? What's the shalem? So the shalem is something which is disposable, which you're going to throw out. Does that have a chashivas of a kli which is more different than this. It's really a sugya in many different places. When you get Kiddush on Shabbos, when you get Tefillas Kalim. Agapana Benigela Tefillas Kalim for Suda, Roy Poiskim say, that it has a din of a kais, and you're able to use a plastic cup.
A disposable plastic cup.
That's physically, you could use it 5 times. Right, some families say they're plastic cups, right? And they reuse them, and they write the name on the kid on it, and they try, it just doesn't work.
Maybe for one trip.
What?
Maybe for one trip.
What do you say?
Maybe for one trip, you write the name of each
kid. Some families, they don't want to just, like, they go through, you know, every time the kid takes a drink, so they go through too many cups, so they write the name of the cup. I've heard people try that, but that's, I mean, it is reusable, the fact that you're going to throw it out. So it does have a din of a kosher shalom, and it's going to be...
Every time
you
use it, gets room more and more.
What do you say?
That's smart. Every time you use it.
Okay, it's still
like
something...
It's still something
which is shaykh to be used, therefore a kapha mitzvah has a din of a kosher. Even kapha kiddush on Shabbos, most places can hold that it's okay. Or Moshe says a tshuva, says that he's supposed to have a kli chasher for kiddush. So therefore, Moshe says that plastic cup doesn't have any chashivas to it. Therefore,
you say the same
thing. Therefore, Moshe doesn't stand it the same. It's not so good unless even over there, Roy puts them all. That's going to be okay. That which you see sometimes, you take 2 plastic cups. That makes no sense. There's nothing to that, because if it's nothing, 2 times 0 is 0. If it's something, it's something, and 2 plastic cups not making any more chashiv. If you're going to start on Baisha, but come on, Roy, Paisimo, that's going to be okay. Aisha, Akli Chashev. Therefore, it's not good. It shouldn't have any holes in the cup, but the cup gets like a hole in the side, a hole towards the top. It gets into Shiloh, depending how big the hole. Sometimes it's even active, sometimes it's not active, depending how much of a hole it is. Look on, look at Chilish, a case which doesn't have any cracks. Same thing. Paper and plastic is all the same thing. It's possible to be reused, and therefore it's going to be okay. Now, in terms of the water, well, first you have to have water or not. You're on a trip in Zmanim, and all you have is some soda. You can use the soda to wash on the Tiyasi Daim. Or does it have to be Dafka water? Some Chabra brings down 3 different shitas. Whether Dafka Mayim, or who then you can use Yayin, or Sharmashkim, and the Psakadim Chabra is Shasad Chaka. That's all you have. You're able to wash with other types of drinks, but believe bracha. So if all you have is soda, all you have is Coca-Cola, so the halacha is you can wash without a bracha. Now the halacha is that mayim shasa by malacha, water which malacha was done to it, was used for something else, you cannot use it for anything this time, it becomes impossible. Therefore, for example, if the water was used to wash dishes and it fell into the cup, so that water is possible to use the time because used to do for other purpose already, it becomes possible in the case of dying. So therefore, I would just advise, a lot of times you come to the kitchen and there's water filled up in the case. I'd probably advise to spill it out, because it's very possible that water was maim shenasa b'malacha, it was used to wash somebody else's hands, it was used to wash dishes, and if it was used already for something else, the luck is that that's going to be possible for Netilas Yedayim.
What if it's just part of the cup?
Oh?
It's half a cup of that water.
It's half the cup. It's going to be possible. So you want to know, Bitali, Roy, Bito, but you know, therefore, it would be advisable to pour out that water. In terms of drying the cup,
seawater from the ocean?
Hopefully we'll get to that, if we have time. In terms of drying the cup, do you have to dry the cup before you wash Netilas Yedayim or not? If the cup is going to be wet. The das of the Mishnah Berurah is, a lot of times it's like in Shiva, takes a long time, and people sitting there like drying their hands. Das of the Mishnah Berurah is the only type of, what's the reason why maybe you should have to dry your hands? The halakha is that if you wash your hands and you do Mayim Rishayim and you wash your hands the first time, and then when your hands are wet and somebody touches it, so that water becomes tummy now. I wash the Zidayim, somebody's hands are tummy, they come and touch my hands. So what does the water do? The water goes entire my hands. But that water really technically is tummy. If somebody else comes and touches my hands, the luck is you have to go ahead and rewash again. So therefore, that's the luck. If you wash your hands and then they're wet, and then your wife hands you the baby because she wants to wash her hands, and your hands aren't dry, and the baby touches your hands, so that's going to be down my hands, and you have to rewash again. The shadows in terms of drying the cup, the shadows if you have water not machmas matilas yedayim. there's water, your hands are wet, not because you washed them for a suda. They just happen to be wet, for whatever reason why they're wet. So then, the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is that that water is not, does not become tummy. The different Mishnah Berurah holds that if your hands are wet before you wash the tears of dying, you do not have to dry this. You do not have to dry it. Who then, if the kais is wet, not from water on the tears of dying, also, the luck is that you're not mochiv to dry it. Therefore, Mikra then, one does not have to dry his hands before he washes the tears of dying. And also, Mikra, you do not have to dry the cup before the tears of dying. There is an opinion of the chazanis, which is chelik on this. That's why some people are mahadir, that they dry their hands, dry the cup. But I would say that, you know, if there's a long line yeshiva, and you have these people sitting there like, something like that, and taking time, and it's, you know, to be mocked when other people are waiting, I wouldn't think that's the correct thing. And really, with that cloud, you know, most people who are doing it, you seem to be a little bit OCD about it. Sitting there like, and definitely if you have any netiya towards, even mashal netiya towards OCD, you definitely should not be mocked like the chazanish. And definitely should not like the mishpura. Okay, but making things like mishpura, I do not dry my hands before I wash or dry the kais, because mikadin do not have to avoid. It's brought down that if somebody dries his hand on his begadim, it says that if you dry your hand on your chalak, it's kashal shikha. Pugam zuhutin could be less resi begadim, it's kashal shikha. So the person sitting there drying his hand, going like that, drying his hand, so he's maybe it's could be he just forgot the Mishnah Berurah. But it's like the kashal shikha, so definitely that's something which one should not be doing. In terms of how much water you're supposed to use, Alpha Bishishim Berevius, Yosef Lito Bashafa, a person should take Bashafa. Dam Rav Chis Anamashi Mali Chafnei Maya. I washed a lot of water. Rav Yavli Mali Chafnei Tuvusa. So the school of Hashirus, that if someone washes water with a lot of Tiyas Hidayim, you do Bashafa, and then you get Parnasa Bashafa. Now we live in a Dar of Skula, so every single week we get another Skula, which, you know, Makar, who knows? Baba, whoever, but like, come on, this is a school from the Gemara. The Gemara says school of Hashiras is washing water with a lot of tzedayim. Therefore, it's a good thing to wash with a lot of water. Like, I think you should do a revius on each hand. Revius is about 3 ounces, which you probably do 3 ounces, especially having those big cups. But ideally, it should be 3 ounces at least on each hand. But definitely, the more you do, the better it is. So I learned this sigur going back maybe many years ago. I learned it in my Kabbalah Sefer Mir of Shaga Kalas. We went to watch yeshiva, watch people doing Tiyas Yadayim. And the mice, I would say, look, we were watching and like moves, people just didn't get it right for various reasons. And Rabbi Yehuda says also, a regular Adam Beinoni, because the command is never Yoitza washing his hands. What's the reason why? Because Allah is supposed to wash your hand fully. Now, if you just pour water on your hand like this, very possible the bottom of your hand is not going to get it. And the water is supposed to go all over the place. So when you're washing your hand, what you're really supposed to do is you should be like sort of like move your hand around, like flip it over, in order to get it all around. Because if you don't do that, that cloud is not going to get all around, and you're supposed to be washing your whole hand. And if it's something which a person doesn't concentrate on, so then the dot cloud is not like people are washing, say one of them say, can I just see your hand? Like one like that, on like the bottom. Most a good portion of the time, it's not washed. So if a person has to be careful to like flip his hand around as he's washing, you should flip your hand around in order to get it all over the place. After you wash your hands, so you're supposed to do mishapshef your dime, you're supposed to do it like that. The main reason is more of a sad kabbalah bizman as a support down in the place can they supposed to mishapshef your dove. Olden days, maybe there's more of a reason we need to use so much water, but like one Bizman is there, it's more on Bisad Kabbalah, but then Mishaburo, maybe that's Nakia, so they're supposed to Mishashiv, Yadav, and then.
You could gain from that to cover your whole hand, the water?
Possibly, it gets complicated, but you shouldn't be something that. You should just try to get it all over the place, and that's the way you're spoken. You're supposed to try to get it all over the place, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. After you wash your hands, so then you make the bracha. Now the luck is that'll be mafsik from the time you wash your hands until you make the bracha. Just like, well, bringing some mitzvahs, it can't be hafsik. So to here, when after you wash your hands until you make the bracha, it's also for one to be mopsy. So when does that start? So most people think, when does it start? You have to finish washing both hands. A lot of times people are like, as they're washing hands, they're talking. So all the places in the shtum, they know as soon as you start washing your hands, ready to be matara, it's yadav. And therefore, from the time you wash one hand, you're not allowed to be talking. So therefore, as soon as you start washing, that's the point where one's not supposed to be talking until after you dry your hands. The lechachila is supposed to be right after you make the bracha on the Yisidai, you're supposed to make the brigas amoitzi. How long do you have? So the Chavar says, ideally, 22 amas. Which maybe a couple of seconds, 10, 11 seconds, 22 amas is a very, very short amount of time. So the question is, what's the Eitzah, especially if you have a family and there are a lot of people washing? So what's going to be the Eitzah? How are you going to able to do it in a oifen that is 22 amas? That costs take much longer. So the Eitzah is that they say the 22 amas goes from the time you finish the Netilah, from the time you make the Bracha, until you eat. So if you're the first one washing, what you should do is you shouldn't dry your hands. Keep them wet. Wait till like everyone else washes. And then make the bracha, and then dry your hands, and then that's the way to...
You have to be careful not to touch anyone.
Right, okay, you have to be careful not to touch anyone, that's true.
You can leave
the bracha
until then?
You can wait, yeah, as long as the hands are still waiting to do it, and that's the easiest place to say that you should do in order that you should get the, in order to get the 22 ounce. Hefsek is lab daf, can we say hefsek, can we say you're not allowed to talk, kuadin. You know, there's like a whole sort of like language people have after they wash. No shadow, you know. Basically, you have to have to work anything that also is considered a hefsek, which you're not supposed to be doing. Or that you're not supposed to even be humming. All these things are considered hefsek, and a person shouldn't do it. If you're doing this, a person has to go to the bathroom. The question is, now we have to go ahead and rewash Alantias. You have to definitely wash it again. The question is, I'm going to do it again with the bracha. So the das in the Mishnah Berurah is that depends on ketanim or gdolim. If it's ketanim, the das in the Mishnah Berurah is that one is not mechuyev to make a bracha. Mashenkein, if you're dealing with gdolim, Mishnah Berurah holds that you would have to make a bracha if you're planning on eating bread or challah again. The minhag olam is not like that. The minhag olam is some of the shitas that the minhag olam is that we some of the shitas that you do not have to make a bracha during a suda. Therefore, halacha lemaisa, the minhag is that don't make a bracha, but there would be a chiyav, a full chiyav netilah without a bracha. Now, somebody doesn't have any water.
So you have to run it before you wash it.
So you got to run it before you wash it. So really, there are the best way is that if you go to the bathroom before you design, the problem is if you wash with a kais. So then when you go to the bathroom, it's just mataras yadav. And then if you wash your hands, and then you just mataras yadav. So the best eats in that case is not to use mikar din if somebody goes to the bathroom. You do not have to use a cup. It's a chumrah. It's something which the Mr. Rose Mikar din do not have to do. So in that case, you should just wash without a cup. Hands make hashiyatzar. And then wash two times from the tisidayim and then say, okay. Now the luck is, remember when I was a kid, we were on a trip in camp and, you know, it's time for everyone to eat. So they just told everyone, hey, just cover your hands or something, and they don't take anyone to go wash. The luck is, the only time when you're allowed to wash without mitzvah, how far you mechuyev mitzvah for mitzvah zedayim. So it says that if you're stationary, you're mechuyev to travel a mil. Let's say there's no water. They shut the water in your apartment. Why? Because sometimes they shut the water because they're fixing something. So the luck is, you're mechuyev to travel a mil, which is 18 minutes. We spoke last week about the magnitude of the tzibur. 18 minutes in order to wash. In order to wash the tzitzis daim. So therefore, the only time we're samech on this halacha of like covering your hands, and it's only if there's no water within 18 minutes. It could be to get on the airplane. You know, certain airlines, they always run out of water on the flight in the bathroom. So okay, over there, that you have no water. So then, okay. So then the halacha is to be able to put something on your hands and be able to make. I'm just washing for a student in the bathrooms. That's what Moshe Feinstein, that's most of the place committed that. That's something which is not good because you're trying to retire your dime, you're doing it all even. We are a makam tumma, and therefore, Moshe, you cannot wash your hands for a student in the bathroom. And others are simuch that our bathrooms maybe don't have a real bathroom. and therefore they want to say shasachak, like on an airplane, you're able to make a just quick chazara with you. A lot of things. The halach is in terms of the shir you need for Amat Yisadayim, to make a brach is a shir kebetza, you have to have a turkey there, a espresso, so within 8 minutes, anything less than that, you wash without a brach. A chatzitza is something which either your makbid, which has mamashas, or most people are makbid, therefore you have dirt on your hands, it's your makbid, or other people makbid, that's going to be a problem. There's no mamashas, or most people don't care, it's not going to be a problem. Somebody has a cut and a band-aid which you're not going to take off, that's not a chatzitza, but you have to make sure to wash the whole hand. If you're not going to wash the whole hand, then that's going to be a problem. The cup has to be a kaishalim, plastic cup is okay, if it has a hole in it, a lot of times it could be a problem. The water has to be water which is laid not by malacha, if it was used to wash the hands of somebody else, or the water was used to washing dishes, they're not allowed to use it for anything else. And to the drying of the cup, drying hands, and not the mishpat, you do not have to. You're supposed to use a lot of water. It's a school of becoming rich. Lachin should at least use Revius on each hand. You have to be very makbid to make sure that the water gets all over. It's probably the most important level tonight, to flip your hand over. After you wash, do shif-shif. The bracha should be as close as possible to the eating. Lachin should perhaps more than 22 amos. And if somebody goes to the bathroom of a suit, the minigoylem is that. We cannot go ahead and make a
on both times that you